bang it.
Necessarily, but that's how you
he could basically he had it on like remote where they was kind of where he can convey his thoughts through the computer and it'd talk for him and it would talk for him and it, you know, is it didn't have no English gentleman voice or no Ice Cube voice. Damn. It was that Roger. Computer love. But he apparently he's a genius of sort. I don't know what his expertise and smarts in.
So did he?
I think it's engineering or physics or something.
That's what it said.
I think it's whatever they say it is.
That part.
So let me see.
I mean, you don't have to have a proof. You just have to have it on the resume.
But I heard he wasn't.
It's like I said, this is
alive.
His mind.
I heard he wasn't alive after a point.
Did he invent? This is just a, did he invent anything or something? Or like, did he build something? Or
I think he's like one of the great minds, scholar. Like, what does that say there?
Professor of mathematics at Canberra, widely viewed as one of the most prestigious academies post in the world. He was born into a family of.
So he.
Oh, helped. He died?
Yeah. But what I was saying that he died a long, long time ago, and what you just seen that picture of isn't really a person.
So it's. Damn. They said he died at 18. So is that long, long ago, or is he dead? He died before that?
Like before that.
Okay, yeah, y'all gonna have to break. And he died from ALS.
That's what he had. ALS.
Oh, really?
Early.
Is that when we was doing the bucket challenge shit with the water and all that?
No, it's the same thing.
That's
same.
What that was for.
That,
ALS.
Man, was that for him?
No.
Was that around that time?
Nah.
When he was doing the bucket challenge?
It might have been that time, but it wasn't for him.
Mm.
Well, Lou Gehrig's disease has been around since the 1920s, 30s, something like that.
So what is that exact though? What is?
It's kind of like your muscles and everything stops working.
Nervous system.
Shuts down.
Arms, legs, you know, confine you to.
You're a prisoner in your body.
Wheelchair.
Like you know, say in your mind.
So then your brain is a muscle, so.
Last thing to go.
Everything but usually is
goes down around you.
It's together for a long time.
So is that why he was so important? Because his didn't go as fast,
no,
I
he
guess?
Was important because he was really smart.
Okay.
And then technology.
Allowed him to thrive.
Beyond that, you know what I'm saying? As far as communication-wise and, you know, his wheelchair is motorized. You know, everybody doesn't have all the, you know, amenities that he, you know.
No, again, so like he literally physically can't speak, but he can talk and give a lecture in this room through a mechanism and computers.
And people are going to flock to hear it and listen.
Hmm.
Yeah, and he's a professor.
Hmm. What was his IQ? Yeah, he had a high IQ. Was he like that? Because like I'm kind of new on this for
absolutely. I would imagine he had a high IQ. Let
me see. Cause I swear when y'all said it, I was thinking about the actor, but that's Ethan Hawkins, right? Is that what his name is?
Something like that. I ain't.
But
for sure.
They said he was on the Epstein Island, though.
I believe it. What? You a smart nigga talking to a box? You're definitely going over there for sure.
You talking to some box over there?
And you can't do anything either? Yeah, you're going over there. For sure.
They said it's 160, similar to Einstein.
Ain't that cat's IQ?
I was supposed to say, ain't cat shit like
cat
that.
Cat said he's 160 and he gets tested every 6 months, if I'm not mistaken.
It says about, according to Healthline, 68% of people have an IQ between of 85 and 115.
So some cats is two times
more harder. People than not have a baseline of, you know, probably 90.
But that makes sense when you hear cats say something like, you know, the ingredients to water, but you can't make it.
True.
You know, like I could drink bottled water, but give me ice from the refrigerator. That's from the tap. That don't make no sense. When that ice melts, it's going to mix with the, and it's going to be tap water with the other tap water that you paid Icelandic prices for. Because that's really what happened. Like, when you go to restaurants, you'll be like, oh, I'll just have water. Put a lemon in it. And it's like, man, that's out that sink. Out that sink. They just put that ice in there, and now it's like all frothy and whatever, and it's appealing. You know, but that's...
Damn, so is that like a double shot of water?
Ice water?
Yeah, because you got water and water.
It's two different waters.
Water and
it's
water.
It's two different waters,
though. Is it? Because of physical?
Well, if...
They probably didn't come from the same source.
They didn't, and you know what? They probably didn't come from the same source, but they probably came from the same kind of sources. Because that's what? Ice Mountain? What Ice Mountain did that come from? I don't know.
The spring.
It could be.
Allegedly. Because they got a documentary on this. got a documentary on everything.
I just know, you know what I'm saying? When I take water out the tap, I don't feel okay unless I hit that switch. And if that light's blinking red, it don't matter. If it's green, it doesn't matter. It just makes me feel better because of a light, right? And a switch. Because I know I put a filtration system on this faucet. So I run it, and then I hit it. Now this is filtered water. Or is it?
Well, you can test it if you want to be for certain.
Where you go to CVS for that? We'll get the little water tester?
Yeah.
God.
Walmart. Either one. They got them, I bet you.
Have you done it?
No.
But what if that shit's like a...
Is it like a pool pH balance?
I was going to say, it's going to be like a pH balance tester.
Just see, you know, a couple of drops, the red and the yellow.
That's where you're going to start with when you're testing the water.
So that's your diamond tester of water?
That's
see if these diamonds is real or not.
You're going to test the pH of this water.
Hey, cuz, do you remember when we used to boil water? You ever been through a water boil?
I was going
to
say that them people in them Chathams and places like that, especially them people,
the Chathamites.
Yeah.
I mean, through my, childhood growing up, but yeah.
They've had it recently.
What's up with China? Well, they got bad water sources?
Be bad water.
Our water bad too. You ever tasted it?
I don't.
I don't mess with it, but.
I got a homie that drinks straight out of the sink. He don't care.
He's a fucking gremlin.
He's an animal.
I know he is.
An animal.
He drink milk, don't
he? He swims in swamps at nighttime for sure.
Hold on, what'd you say?
He's swimming swamps at nighttime for sure.
I was swimming swamps in daytime.
For sure.
I was swimming ponds and lakes. If I can't see through the bottom, I ain't doing it.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie though. Water, like, before 2020 was flame in Springfield. I was fine with it. I could get some.
Drinking.
Out the tap.
It was better.
Boy, have you had Chicago's water?
There's the difference.
All right. That was where I was comparing it because that was...
Here's the other thing. Coming from Springfield and then going to other places and drinking the tap water and understanding that, it's different in different places. Like if you stay in one place and drink the tap water, you're used to it.
For sure.
But if you go to a certain place and you're like, nah, we don't drink that, baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, what, auntie? You don't drink the tap water? Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like... It's different.
Yeah.
And to understand that is a different kind of knowledge, you know. But yeah, water don't be the same tap wise everywhere.
Yeah, that's why when we be going on trips and we be in the mountains. Yeah, when we be in the mountains, we be on them trips. I'll be
it'd
like,
be funky.
Yeah, Yeah, we only do bottled waters. We good. I don't know where this is coming from.
You talking about well water and
mm-hmm. That's like another thing. That's a whole nother thing.
It's a whole nother thing.
Nah.
But you really have to go outside of your own, you know, residence comfortability to understand that water is different in different places. Like, and we have an example of saying like Chatham, and you know, they have boil orders and things like that. But yeah, water is a real thing.
Hard water.
Mm-hmm.
So your water ain't wet,
man.
But I mean, like, I got
hard water.
I got family on the East Coast, and it's like, imagine the water in Philly. Imagine the water in Jersey. You can't go to the beach in Jersey without hypodermic needles popping up on the shore. That's not a controlled environment.
Yeah,
that's the whole East Coast. That's not Springfield Beach.
Is Flint shit still? Are they still in a crisis still?
Still bad.
So we just moved over that? We just like, we was up in Aurora for a little while, and then we like,
All protests die out. Just wait them out. Just wait them out.
Yeah, that's true. Then you waiting on the next person to get killed by a police officer. Because
it's literally, it needs funding to be relevant. And then once the funding goes, there goes the movement.
You think they stole money from that too?
From what?
Flint.
Absolutely. I think money's stolen every time money's raised.
For sure. Yeah.
In government environments.
You can't have that situation go unnoticed, for real. Not with checks and balances. That was ignored.
Damn. It ain't nothing you can really do about it either. Because I'm sure the people of Flint is still like, hey...
Well, the wild part of it is, like you said, there's nothing you can do about it, but there really is, right? So the money that has been, technically you can't, right?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously to the average person, you see funding for Ukraine in X amount of dollars, billions, right?
Mm-hmm.
We in the billions of what we've given them.
Mm-hmm. So it's been about, what, two years, 3 years?
So, you know, you just give a fraction of that to several things that plague the United States, Flint, then you go homeless, any of those, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can take care of all of that with the money they've already given to Ukraine.
Because last night, me and my wife was watching, they got this new show on Tubi. It's about the UFO shit, about them coming out and like, officially confirming. It's basically they were talking to three whistleblowers, and they had to talk in front of I don't know what you would call it, but I guess in front of Congress, I guess. Oh, yeah. about what they saw
the committee.
Mm-hmm. And like while he's watching that, these motherfuckers raised $22 million to study this shit. But it's like, you need $22 million for that shit?
How much have we raised in cancer research in the last 20 years? But we have a homeless problem. I mean, it's all about appropriation. You know, we cut spending in education, and we add funding to the military.
Well, that's the bottom line. You have a homeless problem to this degree because of politics.
Because technically you're supposed to be the ones in control of these things, right?
Or is right. That, they're supposed to have this already figured out.
Because they're basically the Bank of America, right? They kind of like move the this money go here, this
That's
go here.
You call yourself, right? Yeah. Bank of America.
They suck.
I mean, if you think about it, but the Vietnam War, veterans came back and were spit upon. They were homeless. They became heroin addicts. And that was just the poster for the next. You got PTSD, and you got suicide rates being high, and you know the people are expendable. When you call yourself a GI, I mean that's I forget what the term is, but it's government something. But you're part of the government. You're expendable.
But in this scenario, where the problems in Seattle, the problems in downtown LA, those aren't vets. Those are drug addicts.
Yeah. Yeah. And niggas just living in LA. That motherfucker expensive as shit.
And the city's livable outside, right? Being outside as well.
Yeah, y'all niggas is cool.
It's definitely livable.
They're like, we'll still bring you food through and some little resources. And hey, but the weather's great.
I mean, you can live, in a different state of mind, you can live different.
Can't do that shit here, though.
I know. I wouldn't advise it.
I know. I could look at Charles, our cousin, say Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I've been, you know, alive, Skid Row has been a thing. And what Skid Row is where the people who are poor, who live in L.A., who, like you said, can live in a livable situation climate-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Skid Row is a thing. That's, hey, you're a bum. You're a bum on Skid Row.
Yeah.
So now what you remember about Skid Row and what your conception of that is, do that times 10, and that is what L.A. is now. That's what they say. I don't know this.
But it's like that. It's like that everywhere, though, ain't it, basically? As far as, like, the homeless.
A portion of that somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like that in Seattle. I've heard where.
Just think of this.
Seattle got a problem too?
Well, yes. And this, and what kind of started this conversation, I said, was the politics of things kind of allow this. When George Floyd's situation went up, they protested and did all that stuff in Seattle to the effect of they shut down a part of the city, and it was like they took it over and police couldn't police it. People was policing it themselves in the whole part of Seattle where they just the city agreed that, you know what, we can't do nothing with them. So we're not even going to do anything about it.
Leave them to their own vices.
At this point in time, I don't remember what they were calling it, but it was like the Wild Wild West. And everybody obviously was living outside, so they're homeless.
So they have money put aside for like homeless people, right? Like,
not necessarily.
Allegedly.
Usually you should. That's what I was going to get back to as well. Like, it is political because each place has a mayor or governor, all of this committee, a township, something governing this community.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you govern? You make sure your facilities are in code, they're respectable, as nice as they can be restored, or what, all of that, you know what I'm saying?
So there's a code for homelessness then, right?
Absolutely.
So then if they don't have homelessness, then...
So if they allow homelessness...
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
They have codes allowing so, or dictating where they should be at. Because of codes, that you can't occupy these certain areas, the side of the business walkway or the interstate.
Some places put spikes on the benches or make the benches to mm-hmm. the place where you can't lay on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's unbearable to,
you're not able to, you know, sprawl out on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll say this, it's like, it's wild because it's a double-edged sword. It's like, that's kind of fucked up to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you this. I'm on, this is, I guess rich people problems, and I ain't even rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on vacation in Miami on South Beach. You pay.
Don't sound like it, though.
You paying money,
going,
right?
Yeah, I know where you're going, yeah.
We're there about 4 or 5 days, but most of the day, we're on foot. We're not even in the rented vehicle,
mm-hmm.
right? Walk past this bus stop, and this is a homeless dude in there, and he's mad wild in there. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
And he's just laying on his right side. Man, I passed that dude probably 13 times. I was like, man, this dude's dead. He smells dead. The 14th time I passed him, he was laying on the other side.
Roll over. He wasn't done.
Mm.
He was right.
So you
he wasn't done.
So how many of him can you allow to be in your business district?
Yeah.
Your tourist
where your money's coming.
He's all of that.
Don't fuck with the money.
You can't.
We talk about money and business, and then we talk about living spaces in the real world that lie in between. Like, you have your business in this lot, but this sidewalk is private space. This, I'm homeless and I don't have a home.
Yeah.
And you have a business and you have a bottom line and I ain't got shit. So where do, what line do I get to fall in?
Mm-hmm.
And the small one that I do get to fall in, you know what I'm saying? It kind of messes your business up to an extent, but yeah. I mean, like, that's crazy because that's where we at.
Yeah. Well, it's like this too. It's like, okay, you gonna go to the dispensary downtown in Springfield?
I saw you. I see you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So there's a lot of homeless people hanging out.
Aggressive
right there.
Ass of homeless. They
how you doing? God bless you. Why?
I can't go to Cold Stone. I can't go to Cold Stone without getting asked something. I was at the library. A homie ran up on me. He was like, "Hey, yo!" I heard him down the street. He was like, "Yo, give me 50 cent." I said, "They getting a ride." I saying, "Guy." First of all, you ain't gonna tell me, "Hey, yo, give me nothing."
Yeah, you ain't even ask me.
I mean, it wasn't even, you know.
That was a command.
I don't have change.
But you're there. but you're there. You're not even humble in your approach. You ain't lying. And yo, give me 50 cent.
The fuck?
I mean, it's.
I ain't even gonna lie. As they say, I ain't even gonna hold you. I told brother I didn't have any cash. He said, "I got Cash App."
Oh yeah, they on that. Yeah, they on that. They on that. And what's so crazy? A girl.
I don't. Sorry.
You know, girls is they. A girl tried to get me outside Jamal's. I'm coming out Jamal's. She looks me right in my eyes. I was like, "What's up?" She like, "Don't I know you from somewhere?" I was like, "Nah, probably Facebook." She was like, "What's your name?" I was like, "Don't even worry about it." I'm walking off. She's like, "You got a dollar?"
That's it.
Bro, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You just tried to hit me with, "I think I know." Yeah. You think I was supposed to say, "Oh, Rico." Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know
can
what?
Can I have a dollar? Like, damn, bro. Come on, mentality, man.
People know me from what? No.
On to the next.
Nah, shawty.
No, I don't know you.
Yours was an individual situation. She done ran that 10 times.
40 times. 40, because I came at 10 p.m.
She got $90 off of it. So
yeah, she...
Hey, I got
she one. Had a bag of snacks in her hand as she asked me.
Hey, I got one for you. I'm going into the gas station, and dude's like, "Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I need something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Can I get this? So I go in. It's like, all right, buy two bags of chips. You know, they two for a dollar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I give him the chips. He's like, "Man, I don't want to eat no chips." I was like, "What?" He's like, "I need a dollar, man. I need some, you know what I'm saying? Whatever." So he said he needed a cigar or whatever. I was like, okay. So I didn't get shit. I said, "Fuck you." Another time I see him, he comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, brother, can I get something? I was like, "Nah." He was like, "You told me this, that, the other last time." He's like, "No, I don't even blow no gas. You don't even blow gas.
You definitely blow gas."
And here's the thing. You lied to me, and I know it because you called it gas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You called it gas.
Yeah.
You smoke if you call it gas.
For
you,
sure.
You just let me know. I don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah, if you say marijuana, I would have believed you for sure.
I only smoke.
Yeah, I only smoke. Yeah, only the smoke. Fact that you had the nickname down pat.
I don't smoke gas. Yeah.
Right. I don't smoke za, bro. If you said za, yeah, you do.
I don't blow petrol.
Hey, you think? Well. Let me say this differently. I seen on Facebook they were saying that they were going to kill Cat Williams, right, for his interview. You know all the conspiracy theorists come out. Whatever.
Why are you saying the
interview. Yeah. They was like, "They're going to get him." I was like, "Nah."
No.
Yeah, I was like, "Nah." I was like, "They would have been got him if that was the case."
So no, they already have put hands on him
multiple times.
Right. So he knows how to navigate this. So he, it kind of goes back to my conspiracy theory. Like, if out of all the stuff that's getting aired out, it's a lot of black people.
For sure.
And it's all sub-level of gatekeeping. It's not anybody above the gate.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's just a lot of...
The Weinstein shot really count, but that's already out the bag, though.
He's in jail. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that cat's out the bag.
It's like the beginning of Scarface.
So he ain't saying nothing.
When they in the fences and it came from Cuba, it's a lot of unrest in the...
He's just talking about puppets because he's just letting you know that they're puppets. That's the difference.
He ain't
talking about the people that Kanye be talking about.
Yeah.
Now, he's, I don't know what he's doing. I'm just watching.
I could tell you who's at that gate, but I can't tell you what's beyond the door. Yeah. I could tell you with my 160 IQ, what might possibly be behind the door because of what I see.
Yeah.
And the fallout of certain things.
He's learned to navigate the matrix.
Yeah.
Tightrope.
Yep, and he doesn't have to. He makes well enough money off of his craft in an arena where people are doing questionable things to make a lot of money.
Yeah,
he just
and he's comfortable with hustling at his.
I go gold. I don't need to go platinum. And
he's
diamond.
The people. He's doing it though. He's the people's champ.
And here's the other thing too, like. When you listen to artists say something like, they made $10 million off that movie, but I only made $5 million off that movie, for real?
Shit, not even that.
Exactly, not even that. And we also know the checks and balances to where those monies go.
Yeah.
So when you, you listen to his interview, and it was insightful. It was entertaining, you know, but at the end of the day, you think about why people lie. You lie for gain.
For sure.
You know, and when you listen to truth, truth sounds right mm-hmm. for a reason.
Yeah.
So now, then also at the end of that day, you make your own decision, you know, and choices moving forward.
But Terrence Howard, his was real crazy though. 11 G's for Hustle and Flow. And he said he don't even get no royalties for the songs because they signed it. They put the publishing under DJ and they own the rights to the character DJ. That's wild.
That makes sense.
So that means Terrence Howard, you're not getting nothing off of performing that.
And that's the thing. You have to. It's like going to court. It is going to court.
Yeah. For sure. He fucked up. For sure.
Not even necessarily he fucked up. It's like. You don't know.
Well, yeah.
So it ain't like you fucked up. It's just like
gotta bite the bullet on this one.
It's hard to say that
because he ain't getting that back.
It's hard to say that. But this too.
How many of them Hustle and Flow's been made that wasn't Hustle and Flow?
This is true. What I want to say.
True.
Because there's a lot of them.
True.
When you make that song to that movie, that song. Being a soundtrack to a movie, when you have someone write that joint and you have Celine Dion sing it, you know what it's going to do.
For sure.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to go to the area and be like, the song for Titanic
mm-hmm.
by Celine Dion. Hustle and Flow, 3-6 Mafia, yeah, y'all ain't been here. Because here's the other thing. As soon as they won an award and you watched it and you watched the acceptance, then Jon Stewart was the next person. And you know what he said? Well, I guess it just got easier for a pimp out here.
and that's
where we are.
Hip hop had a 50th year anniversary and it's still an experiment.
For sure.
They can't call it because this is the thing. The problem for the people that try to market it is that it's so organic it moves so different.
It's weeds.
It moves so many different directions that they don't know what cool is.
They can't keep up with
the
it.
The people have to tell them what cool is.
Yeah. Because they can't keep
up. So they get it and they compromise it and then you get an abundance of it. And then that's another way that you know that something ain't right.
Hey,
real talk. That's where we're at in fucking podcasting.
True.
You got New Balance.
The shit ain't right.
True. New Balance is...
Once the celebrities get here, it's over.
New Balance got Kawhi Leonard and Jack Harlow. And they're talking about what we got now. New Balance is a fucking grandpa. Man, I've been wearing New Balance since like 91. Like the 974, for real.
Yeah.
And it's like now New Balance is like harnessed by Kawhi Leonard, one of the arguably better guys to play NBA basketball.
For sure.
Very quiet. And then Jack Harlow, which is, what do they call them guys? Vanilla Boys?
Mm-hmm.
The Vanilla mm-hmm. Boys.
Mm-hmm.
We got pumpkin spice latte girls mm-hmm. and vanilla boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that.
Is that a spicy white boy with a beard?
Yes.
In a grow out?
Yeah. A little ginger spice.
Oh, it's some New Balance.
Yeah. Hey, you want
to know. Vanilla, baby.
Hey, now you want to know something funny?
Your boy Brunson be in them heavy.
In what?
Balances.
Hey.
But what you saying?
Oh.
A good
show. After the last podcast, I went home and I walk in the house and my daughter, she has the Alexa and she's in there and I bounce a ficky pudding.
Yeah.
I walk in the house in tears.
That's lit.
Right mm-hmm. after, and I just got the bug and was funny. Like
Figgy pudding.
That's what Cat was handing out.
Yeah.
hey. He was hollering figgy pudding. He was handing out figgy pudding to Oliver Twist looking cats.
I mean, he was talking to. He was on HGH.
He's like, oh, you little orphans.
He did creatine right before that.
Comedians.
But you know what? It's been a while since he did one, so he's been holding on. And he a nigga with an IQ like that, it's a nigga that's like, I'm gonna let all this shit keep, I'm gonna let it pile up.
His family said he was paying to acquire information.
he said, then they bringing the shit to me.
He said, because I'm paying for that.
But I can believe it though, because I believe like if you in like that kind of, if you a hairstylist or something like that, and you just getting all this information about all this wild shit, you see fucking Cat. You're like, nigga, listen, just real quick. Just let me tell you something. I know you're going to be able to finesse this.
You don't say. That's terrible.
Now, Shannon, why would I do that? Ask yourself. You should have asked Cedric
that. Hey, man, every response was... on point.
Flawless.
And this is what it is.
Flawless.
Cannon said it a couple episodes ago. If somebody wants to make a play on you, there ain't shit you can do about it.
No.
It's all about your counter game.
Yeah.
And then how is
your defense? That's how it is.
And then depending on you're acquiring information, you're sitting back, you're plot planning and strategizing while everybody else is out here, quote unquote, willy-nilly,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Ass to the wind, not in defensive mode until they get a knock on the door. But I've been back here playing this game, been watching y'all, and it's like, I'm not playing y'all's game or the game y'all playing.
That part, and we all know this.
It's different. It's different.
You know how many views that shit got right now?
Let me guess. So
it's 8 days. We on day
8 days. I'm
gonna
say
not as many as he's gonna have tomorrow. I've watched it twice.
27. I'm undercutting that.
What you think?
I ain't got
44 million.
Yeah.
8 days. This is easily gonna go down as the most viewed.
Put it like this.
So they saying that Rogan, Elon Musk got 67. I think
he's already hawking that.
He made me go watch.
He's gonna have that in the by the end of the month.
He made me go watch the Chris Rock special.
Bro, he made
in,
me
in the Chappelle.
He made me go and watch Steve Harvey's interview with Shannon.
I didn't want to do it.
I had to.
That's dirty church.
I had to, because I had to go back and be like, damn, did you really steal the show? Did you really steal that from?
They did that.
And that be the thing, man. They
in time stamped.
So like I've been. There's a couple things I've been since a kid, a fan of comedy, a fan of boxing, same. And baseball.
Same.
So back then, comedy was stand-up routines.
Mm-hmm.
Raw.
Those Raw, Delirious are two of the,
Live.
You know, the most heralded routines.
And then those speckled little priors.
But those are two, right? So now we're talking about Cat has how many?
Man. Right. Dinner, all of them bitches is.
And you know what?
But this is where you get, right? So you're popping up. You get Cat not as the leading actor. So he doesn't get a Boomerang. He doesn't get a Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get these movies.
One and two.
Mm-hmm.
Is he okay with that? Or are we okay with that as a fan of his?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's where you're really at. But he's still in movies. He's just not the lead.
I think he's a person that's... I think the reason why he's going to continue winning is because he's low maintenance.
And I think he's real. I think that's...
Yeah.
He's playing... Like, you just already said it, because he's playing a real game and a dirty game.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a game of business, he's able to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as long as he keeps his morality intact,
yeah,
he can sit in a den of thieves.
Because when you get them high maintenance niggas, you can get them to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Since you like the lifestyle, don't you? Said, don't you want that? I said, I know you want to have $80 million in the bank, don't you?
It makes sense. You want to live in a high rise, you want 10 acres.
It makes sense because of the background he said he come from will derive a mind that could withstand the temptation of Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's real stern with it.
He's seen it early and made...
Because he's Army baby, right?
Decisions. No, Jehovah Witness baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Said he went to Florida.
Yep.
Miami, to be exact. Where we also talk about a high homeless rate.
Yeah.
Shit, he said he was homeless. He told the nigga, Steve Harvey, you was never homeless.
But this is the story too, though.
No matter how much money he has, you got to be homeless because you can't acquire shit with money
at 13.
But this is the story too, though. You're damn near almost homeless if you're a comedian, because you're going to have to go to New York or L.A. to do your comedy, and that's how you're going to have to do it at a young age with no money.
They're in a bath house in Miami. They might have an open mic with maybe.
And
there's no
set place to come.
In Miami,
no funny bone.
Miami was the minor leagues of comedy to jump off. Because think about it. For a comic to make it, you have to get on a show and get your show. That's making it as a comedian without doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Right? Where are you going to do that at? They're not making movies in Miami.
There's no production.
Exactly. It's L.A. That's New York, and that's it.
LA, yeah, that's shake ass and do coke down here kind of parties.
Yep.
And Miami was boom.
It was a different industry.
It was the base. Yeah. It was the base era. It was the cocaine.
It was the
era.
Banking.
It was the clean money era. We're cleaning
it's
money.
It's the laundry, there. Matt.
Because before that,
they had the water in the banks.
That was it. It was the tourist area for older people. It was the cocaine distribution laundering era,
bro.
Human trafficking,
yeah,
bro. I watched
for the heat.
That's funny you said that with the banking. I literally watched Cocaine Cowboys. I watched it again. Anytime I feel like I just get it ran, I watched it, and these niggas was building banks to put money. Like,
yes.
They said they had so many banks, like they were building them shits like groceries.
Most banks
Scarface.
Yes. They just had banks. Bags. And they said they had so much money. They said they only got like like 6% of it they was able to get. It was some wild shit. I was like,
and what is that compiled on what was coming in? If you're satisfied with that, compiled on what's coming in.
Oh yeah,
because you know what, you're losing.
Yeah, y'all can catch. Y'all can get this. Y'all can get this little shit.
You can't grab it all.
You can't. Got to catch what you can.
That's why it slips through, and accountants need accountants, and lawyers need lawyers. Because when you make the money on that level, it is what it is.
Hey, y'all think it's the end for John Morant? You think his peak? You think he's hit his peak? Because he's out for the season.
It's very possible.
He got injured.
He's out for the season. Shoulder.
What happened?
Oh, shoulder. Yeah.
It's very possible.
And he plays with them little guns, man. Shoulder should be good.
He plays violent.
Very violent. He doesn't dunk with like, oh, let me get it. He dunks with like.
There it goes. He plays with the mentality that he wants to live with. He holds guns, able to play basketball and play violent.
Mm-hmm.
Can't pull triggers like that. Whoa. Yeah. So he took himself out.
Pretty, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once again.
Or he has the D-Rose effect, and D-Rose is in your background and he shadowed you and now you're injured too.
I don't know. You know what though? It's a different era. He didn't come up in an Instagram era.
It's time for Rose.
And I think Rose is quiet until like now. Yeah. He want to show out and do things that, you know.
He played violent though. Like
he did play violent.
Extremely violent.
He played crazy. He played Chi-Town, but yeah.
It's always the smaller guards that do this.
But yeah, they have to.
They don't.
I feel like in that league with the best players in the world, I feel like. Like, look how they talk about Rose still to this day. Like, niggas is like, nigga, that's the most aggressive.
Well, if you're in the league.
Gangsters don't live long, though.
What's the name? What's the name is?
Bugsy.
Who?
Bugsy Westbrook.
He do.
It's the most aggressivest nigga there is, and he's still aggressive.
He do.
He'll fight his own teammate. He's still aggressive.
He really hasn't been injured, has he?
No, and he's still out here jumping up and down.
But hold on. He's not.
From the city of the drive-by.
He's not small, though.
He's not
a small guard.
Because low key, he's like a shooting guard for real.
Yeah, he's like Tracy McGrady. But them cats is like.
But for him to be like jumping at that.
I think it depends because this is where I'm coming from. When you're a smaller person in the league, I feel like you're redlining when you're playing violent.
For sure.
And I don't think that these bigger guards are redlining to do the
things. They're doing what they are already doing regularly anyway.
When you get a ball to the running back and he's a small cat, you know, he's making moves, but when you do tackle him, he has to make an impact when you tackle him in order for you to not, you know, to send a message to you.
Yeah.
That this is where we're going, you know, and at that height, that stature, you're talking about under 6 foot or just that 6 foot or 6'1" or 2". Compared to an average of 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, point guards now is like 6'5".
Those Nate Robinson guys, you know, when you are able to dunk and you can, but that game is just so, in all these games, they're just so daunting on the body. You know what I'm saying? The body's just all the cuts, you know, the driving.
So the solution to that is the mid-range jump shot.
And that died. That game died. It went from three or dunk.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Three or dunk.
It's sports entertainment.
That's video game.
Yeah.
That's video game.
Yeah. That's all it is.
That's skate or die.
Yeah.
Three or dunk. Skate or die.
Y'all got anybody for this year? Who y'all think on all the way?
In NCAA or NBA?
NBA.
I ain't even on the radar.
I'm gonna always say my Lakers. I'm a Lakers fan, but Clippers could be promising.
I'm just never gonna ever bet with them. They're gonna have to prove me wrong a lot.
Who, Lakers or Clippers?
Clippers.
Well, I'm rolling with Lakers all day.
You just can't go Clippers.
I don't see like you say.
Won't let you if you've been.
You said Kawhi earlier. I know you're a Spurs fan, so I'm not gonna go into any of this. But mm-hmm. I don't see the things on the Clippers that it takes to win a championship. So that's why I don't rock with them in this conversation. But healthy Suns. But
they balling.
But no disrespect, but the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't they the champs?
Yeah.
Defending
mm-hmm.
champs?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The healthy, their team, run it back.
Yeah. Think Giannis and them got a chance of flying back?
They do. They got a chance. They're playing to, they're going to decide who goes to see for the championship.
Yeah, because they're heading that way regardless. Yeah.
They're the top two team.
You got to make sure that everybody got come through here.
Yeah, it is going to.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. If it's Boston, blew their wad.
Mm-hmm.
They're done. As far as their run for NBA championships Tatum.
Yeah, that shit died.
That's done.
That shit died.
Like skin blew his wide
early.
Bust
they not early.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah, nah.
Like, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, what? So we talking light skin, Steph.
They're done.
Yeah. Did you see Draymond's coming back? They're allowing him to come back. He's coming back early.
Now, is it a real Draymond? Is it a clone?
It might be the clone because
clone Draymond.
When
clone.
did you see his interview about him getting the therapy and all that?
He went to the program.
He sound too genuine.
He put the program on. He gave you the recipe.
Man,
You know what? They did that shit to fucking Ron Artest. Nigga came back as fucking Metal World Peace.
Come on, man.
Wow.
That's an early program.
They got to.
That was Windows 97.
He didn't shoot nobody.
He was a menace to society.
Bro, to the NBA, he was a fucking problem.
Nigga, he ran. It's just
you know how many fouls didn't get called because nobody wanted to call it?
Think of how terrifying this is.
Bro, imagine.
The NBA player comes into the stands and starts fighting you.
Bro, imagine Mike Tyson in basketball shorts and a jersey.
No. Because you know what? That's about and right.
He got the pistol in his...
Ron Artest about 6'7".
Water
seven.
Bottle.
Yeah, Ron Artest is big.
Ron Artest 6'7" from Queens.
Yeah.
He's from Queensbridge.
Here around the corner.
Shaving his head for no reason.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing.
You know how violent you had to be to change your name to Metal World Peace? You know how violent you had to be?
Your name had to be Ron Artest.
Just think of that.
Think about that.
Hey, Ron Artest ain't from all arrest.
Been arrested. Hey, man.
Been arrested.
Again, he's a problem. He was a problem.
That nigga changed his name to Metal World Peace.
Hey, you know what? That was a pump fake.
Sometimes you see some things that make you change your mind about everything.
That nigga changed. That nigga,
world mean?
Bro. I'm sure
everything. Everything world peace.
He meant
everything.
A world peace.
At least he didn't call himself Jesus or something.
Who?
Metal world peace.
Oh,
God. I had to call it. Hey, the artist formerly known as Symbol.
Yeah, I think Steph. I think it's time. Well, no, I don't want to say that. Because I don't want to act like he still ain't got it in him. But I definitely think...
Here's the reality. What are we talking about? Really talking about championship type of runs. And those type of days for these guys we're talking about, I think they're done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they did
gonna
it
all.
He's
still going to be an all-star.
For sure. He's still going to go down in history as one of the best shooters of all time.
All of that. He's still going to shimmy and shit.
Yeah.
He got some, I don't know what his contract... look like, but he gonna play it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Hey, and you heard y'all heard about his wife?
He gonna be on that golf course.
You heard about his wife?
All of that, but what does she do now?
So basically they saying she might be the next Jada.
Oh, but I've been and said that.
She went on a
they
show.
They got an open relationship.
She went on a show.
Steph is staying on the golf course.
He's
hitting holes.
Of course. But she went on the show and she basically said that he asked for some pics. And instead, she sends feet pics. But instead of just saying that, she pulls out her phone on TV and showed her feet pic. Now, to some people, that's like, ha ha, But like, that's, if you know, you know.
That's a coochie. She, that's a coochie to somebody else.
Boy, she playing. The only fans is either on its way or it's already here.
Bro, she's playing.
Bro, hey, there's a show called.
It's here.
American Pie.
She got enough money out of him already.
We're talking about pie.
Yeah.
Fetishes run this thing.
Yeah.
You could put a cat face on and do nothing but have red toenails and somebody gonna pay for that.
Yeah.
Because it's all about that type. It's all about, you know, feeding two.
His dad future is near.
It's the game.
Because then his dad and his mama separate.
Yeah.
Well, you know
it's
what?
Near.
Hey.
Don't follow him.
Once he gets done playing, once he gets done traveling.
It's over with. Because now you got to really sit at home well, and see what the fuck okay going on at the crib.
Ain't you gotta go to that East Coast tonight?
Hey, you don't have these problems when you're making that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta make this different kind of money to where you can do different shit. You know what I
mean? Hey, you know what? Look, right? So
96-2.
Damn, bro. That shit like do make you just like. Like, Cat Williams, he definitely, like, I already had my own beliefs, but, like, the nigga convinced me more of my beliefs already.
For sure.
To where I was like, come on, bro. Like, I already know, like, in my head, like.
He spoke with conviction.
And he.
That's recognizable.
And he was speaking with conviction and truth. Because I never looked at, like, Kevin Hart as, like, I thought Kevin Hart was more funny outside of stand-up. He had one or two that I was like. I could fuck with it, but his character on stage, that, oh my God, that shit, it died for me quick.
I felt like he was funny, but then other people, the more I would hear other people say how he wasn't funny to them, I had to look back at myself and say, why do I think he's funny?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, or what's making him funny to me.
So yeah. What you just did there, Rico, that imitation of him, they saying that he's imitating a Joe Pesci character.
Mm-hmm.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
There's one thing about it, man.
And when you see it, you're like, man, when you think about comedy, it's the cadence,
mm-hmm.
the pitch, mm-hmm. the tone. So when I play this and you don't get the visual, you're gonna be like, man, that's pitched. That's Kevin Hart pitched different.
There's certain things that work. In art, there are things that work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that have worked. And when you take elements of them and incorporate them into what you're doing, you can therefore create something that works. And
anything you want.
Like even in basketball, implementing.
Oh God, come on, it's the same thing, okay? You guys hungry? I'll call down and get something else. Anything you want. See this silk roll? Silk pajamas? Free. Come on.
It's not free.
Yes, it is. It's free.
It's taxpayers' money.
Oh God, come on, it's the same thing, yeah. Okay? You guys hungry?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That makes sense.
Well, like I was just saying, there's things that work. And that works. You know, if you look at Drake. Drake's real successful. If you dissect Drake, you'd be like, he's a biter.
For sure.
But if you just listen to it, you take it off the cuff, and it's what it is, and it's good music.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, as Cat Williams say, if a plan is planted there, it's going to be working. It's going to work.
Drake is a Canadian actor.
He's a plant.
He's a Canadian actor turned rapper.
That ain't really good at either. Let's stop it.
Allegedly.
Well, as far as his acting character was a rapper, wasn't it?
I believe so.
So why is his life character a rapper now? Is he good at it?
Making good music and being a good rapper ain't the same thing.
Who said cut?
Yeah, I'm with that.
The show still goes on.
Yeah.
And your success is basically dependent upon these charts that are... based upon
their imaginary charts.
There you go.
Yeah. 6ix9ine said you can pay your way to be on there. You don't have to
if you got the skills and you can turn the volume up.
I mean, I realized that in real life when Jay-Z did this. He was on a run. Every album he dropped went platinum, and people had already had stopped going platinum at this point because people wasn't buying music anymore, right? So a damn Samsung cell phone came out. He partnered with the company, and everybody everybody that bought the phone got the download of the album, and he went platinum. He did it a million.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
So he bought his way.
You can, yeah.
I saw YouTube do that too.
Yeah, you could buy your way now. Niggas is doing this shit. I got
my Apple Music that I didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. I'm like, why do I have this?
Yeah.
Because they gave it to me.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
But I guess they gave
it. They make suggestions and all kind of shit. So, hey. So I know you don't even listen to this kind of shit, but you should consider it.
You look up and you have it and you don't remember downloading or agreeing to it. And it's like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, I done definitely took my phone out of my pocket and it was on somebody's album already. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, so, I'll do that.
Yeah, so I didn't I did not click that's Nicki Minaj album.
With
so
the blood clot. Man, so we were talking about Miami earlier.
Right.
Did y'all see that there was all those, like, the whole squad, the whole police force?
All 152 squad cars.
To the mall?
Yeah. So
I'd have been still in Liberty Island.
Where? Liberty City. So two narratives are out. One, the official one, I guess, is that it was, you know, a lot of juveniles being hooligans.
Fighting with sticks.
Shooting fireworks.
That's what they said, fighting with sticks at the mall or some shit.
Right. And then the other people talking about it was aliens.
I believe the aliens more.
Do you?
Yes.
Why ain't there no video?
There's video.
I saw a whack one.
There's video.
But I got something else that somebody else said about it. They go, aliens, does that make sense? So what they did was they looked at the coordinates of where the mall was. And then they took those coordinates and did the opposite of them. And they say where those coordinates landed opposite or reciprocal to where Miami was ended up being Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
So they said something as far as like the aliens must have put the wrong coordinates in or put the coordinates in backwards. And instead of going here, they went here. So instead of going to Antarctica, they went to Miami. So that was one thing that I heard. Because they just said, you know, based on the location of where they were, you know, geographically, or that, you know, and that's, like I say, a conspiracy. That's a TikTok thing.
Well, I mean, I got another conspiracy, though.
Let's have it.
I believe there's aliens at our mall because every fucking time I go to the mall, there's always fucking police outside and the incident happened, but I didn't see it. And then it goes on the fucking internet and says some shit happened, but nobody seen nothing. What the fuck is going on at so where I'm getting at, right? So it was just my daughter's 8th birthday, right? So we went to we did the index cards where she got to pick one, and whichever one she picked, that's what we doing. So she picked she had I think it was a $50 shopping spree at Target. Fucked me over for about 120, right?
How's that math?
Because it's Target. Target, low key, I get why people go to Target.
When you first walk in, that shit's for a dollar.
The way they got their shit set up, it's not like Walmart, right?
It's like a savings and a check.
Because you want to know why? Their groceries is in the back. This is not...
You got
to walk through all this shit you want.
You got past the makeup.
And even if you want to go to the grocery store, if you want to go get groceries, you have to bypass. They have it to where there's no way of walking around. You know, like Walmart, you can go around it. No, you have to go through all this shit. Now, I'm a gadget guy. So we go through, and I'm like, hey, baby, pick some. Whoop, whoop. I see a little camera that print out the fucking Polaroids right there on the spot. I said, damn, how much is that? Man, $100. I don't. You know what? It's your birthday. I'm feeling good. I made some money. I said, just to spend, fuck it. Let's do it.
Get it.
Matter of fact, I lied. It was $150 that I ended up getting because I got me some shit. But we go in there. Boom. The next place was Longhorn Fire. Then I don't know why my wife put Five and Below. She put Five and Below or what's the name? I was like, nah, Five and Below is a regular store that we can, we can go to Malibu Jack. We ain't never been. Going there. It was cool. Had a little good time. On the way out, there was four police cars. There was a fucking fire department pulled up. But I didn't hear anything.
Then this was during the week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I seen that on it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, this was Sunday. But the time you talking about...
Is that when the fight was out there?
No. It's just shit keep just happening. That's what I mean. Like, it's just shit. Like,
so
the mall is dangerous. What I'm saying is the mall is not the place to be.
So who's the ghost of Malibu Jack?
Bruh, who's the mall? Who's the ghost?
It's the ghost of Malibu Jack.
Man.
And so it's a lot of things I don't like about the mall, right? So for one.
Is it
Bermuda? Yeah, I believe it is. Because for one, there's no signal in there. There's no signal. Phone signal.
Oh, gotcha.
And if you're in there, it's hard to get a hold of your people.
You know why?
Why?
Because they got the police jammer there. They do.
For real?
Absolutely.
What you mean? Like a jammer?
So... Yeah. I'm gonna put you on game. I don't care what nobody say.
I heard that. I was like, who the hell's coming through the front door?
Nigga, I was gonna pull my gun out of the front.
That's that thunder, ain't it?
Nah, why the fuck would it? That shit had to hit on your front lawn.
That
shit didn't sound right. That shit just shook the whole house for a minute.
That's that. Yeah. When I first heard it, I was like, man.
You don't think?
The door.
I don't know. That shit sounded crazy.
That's that thunder.
I got my file on me. I was sort of
You got that thunder clap.
Is that Jay Busy? Boom, boom. No.
Hey, we just gonna get Teen Wolf on his ass, boy. Calm that shit down.
What the hell was that?
That's that nature.
See, we need to stop talking about UFO.
Everybody. That was nature out there.
It was just a real vibration.
Hey.
Bro, I thought we had an earthquake or something.
That nigga had 100 deer. That nigga had 100 deer run across his lawn.
Yo.
That nigga had 100 deer run across his lawn from, the end of the world? What's that name of that joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to text my wife, ask her, did she hear that? Then something just happened. My wife is on the other side of town. If she say she heard that, something just happened. Yeah, it was so loud. So yeah, some shit just happened. Cause there's no way that was. Yeah.
That was, damn, Rico.
Hey. Yeah, I didn't know it was supposed to storm. Yeah, some shit going on.
That would be snow.
Police jammer, correct?
Right. So that's where we're at. So anytime you see that box with the antenna that has the flashing.
Oh, yeah, that's right outside the mall.
It's a jammer. So what it's doing is making your phone connect to its signal, and it's reading your phone number to see if it's one of the phone numbers that they're looking for. And now they got your location. And that's what it is.
He's here.
So is that why they be doing that at like little spots where it's a trap spot?
Anytime there's
going to
be a lot of people going to be there. That's why they do it.
Because you know what I think when I see it? Oh, police presence. It's safe.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, when I see it, I think that because that's
what you can't stop your phone from pinging it.
It's magnetic. It attaches.
See, and I think the opposite. When I see it, I'm like, hey, this is where the violence be at.
That too.
That's raw, that ignorant shit.
But that's also why they want to let you know we're here.
Yeah, we're not here, but we're here.
There's no bullshit going on.
Like you said, it's a presence.
And if there is, we're here.
And that's what it's doing.
It's a detour. I'm not gonna walk towards that light with my 40 and the blunt smoking. We're gonna hit that, we're gonna chill, then we're gonna go. If that's where the part is.
True. It's an officer without one being here. For sure, I'm being recorded on this.
For sure. Let me be the least likely person for you to look at.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a problem out of me.
And they're gonna have them at your city tournament. They're gonna have them at your fair. They're gonna have them at.
They have them everywhere.
All the places that you don't got no damn signal.
And like you said, you can't stop your signal from attaching to that or your.
It pings it.
And every time you watch one of them shows, they're like, yeah, he pinged off that tower. And then when he went down the road, he pinged off that tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because your phone is going to hit. Hey, you can use us. That's automatic.
It's literally like this. Oh, suspect's been identified, blah, blah, blah. He's in the area. See if we can get a black and white to do a drive-by.
Said, we pinged you at 158.
He's in town now.
That's when we got you. You pinged at 158.
Somebody's always
that was
up.
When you got to the mall.
Hey, somebody's always up.
And the signal isn't moving. He's in the mall.
Now let me guess what story's around.
No, he's eating at Cooper's Hulk.
No, he's getting shoes at Finish Line. keep the story right, cuz.
All
right.
Of that. Well, but he's that with makes his girl sense. Today.
That may
so they're at Cooper's Hawk next.
Said he went his little
they got
side
shoes too. First. You're right. They went and got shoes first.
They got shoes
because they was there. Yeah, we came out. They was part and it was parked right by it. They pulled up to make sure. They said we get the strongest signal right here.
Right here.
He went to five guys.
We get the strongest signal here because this is the most trafficked area for this location. Like this interest has the most traffic.
So predictable.
I'm about to get that new Oculus.
Yeah, the Oculus
3.
3.
I'm going to get that. It's more advanced.
It's wet, yeah.
That shit's crazy. Cuz now I kind of did what I wanted to where you can actually like see. Mm-hmm. So now you got full control now. Are you done with the Oculus?
I'm done right now. I'm done. What I will try is the Ray-Ban joints.
The Metas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't got those yet?
No, I ain't messed
with. What's about like
300?
About 3 months. 3 months ago we talked about that.
Yeah.
3 months ago you was like, yeah, they'll be out in about a week or two.
Yeah.
Now mm-hmm. when I see the commercial, that's, you know, they got Erykah Badu running it. But
I'm still, because at first I was going to get it, but I learned to stop buying shit when it first dropped.
Right.
Definitely like when you're dealing with gadgets and shit like that. I'm going to wait to get about 6, 7, 8 updates and then I'll go ahead and jump on the impulse.
Yep.
There's a couple of things that line in there. There's the impulse one, and let me have it, the new shit. But then there's that point where as you mature, you can wait for it and you'll pay a different price.
Oh, yeah.
And then you also know that there's 2 or 3 coming down the line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you talk, I mean, I remember when the iPhone came out and it was only certain folks who had the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you had to have a certain amount of business to have this iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
The average person didn't have it. And then before that was the BlackBerry. And then, you know, I had a Prime Co phone. You know what I'm saying? That's super basic.
Yeah.
I had a pager.
Yeah.
You talk about communication, you know, and like I still don't need all my phone.
I still want a pager.
Yeah.
You never had a pager? Pagers are cool.
By the time I was born,
doctors
I was playing
still have pagers.
Well, yeah, but they
why would I not?
I like the pager because it's like, hey, I'll get to you when I understand you want to talk to me, but I'll holler at you.
Yeah. So that was like the text message before. That was y'all text message back then, right?
I
was just caller ID.
Oh, it was a mobile caller ID.
It was only caller ID.
We was definitely texting on the pager.
We was hieroglyphic.
Because it was literally like you would write it like so how the phone has the numbers on it, the letters on it.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. So it'd just be like not even making I'm not even talking about making the numbers spell a word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about you go like they or I love you. You know what I'm saying? I, what is it? Pound sign and mm-hmm. then whatever L-O-V-E spelled out on the 4 mm-hmm. digits.
Yeah.
And it'd be those digits and you're like, oh, what could it be out of this these three letters is code. You write code.
09311.
So then you got a whole script y'all done did, right? So you done did this shit. So you already know when you see blah 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 blah. This says what's up.
Yo, G. Hey.
And it's already
niggas doing hieroglyphics.
You literally reading code. Hey, you talking in code.
You listen to the song Renee by the Lost Boys, and he's like he's talking about his shorty that he had met. And he goes, I knew it was Renee because Renee uses code too. Like whatever the message is, it might be like 911, that's emergency. Or it might be like, if a number pops up and it's like, what the fuck number is this? But I see a 2 or a 12 after it. I know any number I see with a 12 is, that's my baby. So I go get a phone and go, I know that's, you know what I'm saying? Or it's my guy, and it's like his code's 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So strange number. You know,
this
is in the era of the wire.
So when y'all talking freaky, you do 69?
That's obvious.
Yeah, I want to give me a pager.
But you know what I'm saying? You're talking about the era of the wire, where they're tapping phone conversations, where we're talking, this is the code. Things are encrypted. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you're using the pound, you're using the same with the calculator. You're spelling hell upside down.
We kind of always was too advanced. We was more advanced than the technology.
Had to be, because we was already advanced.
Like now the technology's more advanced than the people.
So it's probably easier.
That's because they dumb us down.
I don't know. It's pretty good though. The tech's pretty good.
Well, I mean it is, but we don't teach advancement.
Like what beyond what do you, so let me ask you this. In your communications that are available to you, are there more options and availability than you're using, or you are maxed out where you can't communicate to somebody the way you want to?
Hey, there's more than I can use.
Right, so the technology is beyond the human right at this point.
Well, true.
Because of AI.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm also saying that humanity is dumbed down.
But that the dumbing down of humanity and the smarts of the exponential growth of AI, or not AI, of technology is more than the dumbing down of the human.
But the gap is bigger because of the
advancement of technology, not the dumbing down. Put it like this.
There's a campaign to dumb down society, think of it, right or wrong.
There is, because okay. They're too smart. You see what I'm saying?
I never thought about it like that, but that
true. So
that's so funny, because okay. I never thought so, about so, it like so, that, but so, that makes that, a lot of
that's
sense.
True. So why is there not more of a point to keep them that way?
They what?
You look at as far, I mean, you mean as far stupid. As are
they
are
do
the schools that we put our kids in at a very, very, very young age mimic prisons, correct? Mm-hmm. And then you look at the same food, it's the same food.
Well, because it's the same designer. That's the true. Only reason why.
Same
well,
nigga that build schools, same well, nigga that build prisons.
That's the only reason but why. That's the correlation, but not that's because same of anything else.
Same niggas that own
else.
The schools,
I'm
own
not
the
saying
prisons.
That that's not incorrect. I'm just saying that to combat the other is why that is the weight on that neck.
I'll say this.
Not just because people are just the dumb and
the only way we're going
are advancing.
We're going to... The only way we're going to get this to where it needs to be is the same people that are in control are the same people that are giving the test of what the IQ represents.
Yeah.
Right? So that isn't a real metric, because there's multiple generations on the planet still living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just one. So we've all been through a different experience in these groups. But the technology has grown ladder way more advanced than it had ever in its whole existence, is what I'm saying.
I think if you
I don't disagree with that.
I think if you get dumbed
down,
so
there's
down,
nothing
though.
That a human could do
nothing no,
to
no,
outpace
no. Oh, no, no,
what
no,
is
no.
happening.
No. I
because there's never going to be 40 Stephen Hawkings.
Yeah.
And I ever think, in your lifetime that they're going to be like, this dude is that dude.
And I think if you, and honestly, I think if you, if you're dumbed down in this day and age with technology, it's a choice. It's too It's too much information at, like, if you use your phone only for Facebook and Instagram and to go live and to do dumb shit, then you choose to be a fucking idiot. But you can literally use your phone for the betterment. You can make money from your phone.
You can do pretty much everything.
Everything from your phone. So it's like, I feel like for the people that, and you are right. It is a thing to get niggas to be dumbed down. I never thought of it like that because niggas is smart, but yeah. Niggas is also falling for the dumb shit because they like, hey, there's a new app. Go download that app. Don't worry about this other app that'll teach you.
Under attack, except for we're under attack and why.
Yeah, yeah. You can learn languages on your phone if you wanted to, but people don't.
Your phone can translate languages for you.
Yeah, for real.
But think of it this way. Mm-hmm. Am I dumbed down because I don't speak 5 languages, but I have a phone that translates all languages?
No.
There's the...
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Because technology is definitely going to move.
You got to pull it. You just didn't put him in the gun and pull the trigger.
Yeah. Nigga said, but get this Facebook busting. Get this TikTok, bruh. Oh, I want you to sit on this. I want you to sit on this phone for 40 hours a week and watch and learn a new dance.
Well, it's always kind of like the age old tale. You know, it's like, I didn't do anything. You did it to yourself. It's your fault you can't stop.
But it's true.
That turns into whatever your vice is. Damn.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's ugly truth right there.
And this is Intentional Dangerfield.